Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Yes, Crystal. It's Lori Hunt, LORIHUNT, 24 at gmail.com.
Thank you. And the first and last name on the account, please.
Lori, L-O-R-I, Hunt, H-U-N-T.
Do you know Wendell?
Yes, that's the same. That's actually my 95-year-old father-in-law, who the products I've been buying for the last couple of years are for, yes.
Oh, no problem. I'm sorry. They just make me verify to be sure. Thank you. And I did locate the account for us. Can you verify the address, please?
What do you want? I didn't understand you.
Oh, the address?
Okay. It's shipped to 2312 Field South Drive, Champaign, Illinois.
Thank you. Okay. So I did locate the account for the CryoFreeze. How can I help you today, please?
Well, Crystal, I am extremely frustrated with the company we've been purchasing for a couple of years from you. I made an error, and I purchased a dual pack with roll-on and cream, and I started yesterday at 2 o'clock to go through the rules of returning something, which I started yesterday at 2 o'clock, and still today at almost 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, I don't have a viable way to send this package back. Your system is very bad, and I'm very, very aggravated with it. I do have the return request order number. I've done all the queues. I went online. I filled out the questionnaire. I received emails back. Then it says, this is not your final one. You're going to need another email before you can send the package back. I followed the prompts, including sending a picture of the product that I'm sending back. And I still don't have anything, and I have to mail this package today because of the holiday. And I'm just so frustrated. I don't want to be sent to another email. I don't want to be sent to another website. I want someone to give me something immediately so I can take this package and bring it to the post office.
Okay, Anthony, I'm going to be honest. There's nothing that I would be able to provide. They don't even let me send an email out.
And I would like to talk to your supervisor. My next step, just so we're clear, I'm an attorney. My next step will be going to the Better Business Bureau. This is unacceptable service. I want to talk to your supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. I am locating a supervisor for you now. And once I have one, I'll be glad to transfer you right over.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, and so I have requested as a supervisor. I'm letting them know in the notes that you want something immediately. You have to return this package today.
Yes, ma'am. And Crystal,
yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry that you're doing my part today. I certainly appreciate you helping me.
You're so welcome, ma'am. No, I understand. I totally get where you're coming from. And my supervisor will be able to help you. If not, they'll be able to go further with you than I would.
It's a shame because it's a very good product, but I can promise you I will never order from your company again, ever.
Yes, sir.
Because this
is
my mistake. I made the mistake on the order. It was deceiving the way it was packaged. I thought I was getting a better value because I buy these all the time for him, and he's older, so he doesn't want to go on the recurring active delivery, you know, so that you don't have to mess with it. Because he's 95 and he doesn't want that to be the case, and I understand. But going forward, I will be buying the product at CVS because this is unacceptable.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I let my supervisor know that we are transferring you over, and it's just been a mess regarding returning.
Yes.
And let me make sure I tell her customer needs to return today. Okay, I've got that put in for us. So let's see who your supervisor is going to be for us. It's loading for me. Sorry about the delay,
okay,
ma'am. I'm hurrying,
right.
I promised.
That's all right. I trust you. And again, I just apologize that you had to be the lovely woman who had to get
no
this phone call on a Friday. You know,
I get it.
Pick in Illinois complaining. So.
No, ma'am. You have every right to. So it's no problem at all.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So your supervisor for us looks like it is going to be Miss Secret. It's not a secret name. Her name is Secret. So I'm going to transfer. Last time I told
the
customer that, they thought it was a secret.
No, if I had a system like that with your company, I would try to keep as much quiet as I could because it's really pitiful for such a good product. But that's your business.
Yes, ma'am. I understand totally. Okay, so I'm going to transfer you over to Secret now, ma'am. You just remain on the line. It will be right there to help you, okay? I thank
Alrighty.
You for calling customer service. I apologize again. I'm transferring you to Secret now, ma'am. Have a great day.
Okay.